The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Some of the scribes and Pharisees said to Jesus, "Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you." He said to them in reply, "An evil and unfaithful generation seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah the prophet. Just as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, so will the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and there is something greater than Jonah here. At the judgment, the Queen of the South will arise with this generation and condemn it, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and there is something greater than Solomon here." The Gospel of the Lord. God, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. They fixed the air conditioning, didn't they? They certainly did. This is one, I tell you, that I'm still brand new here, but if this is the way the AC is going to be in the summer, all I can say is I'm glad I'm dressed like this, okay? So bring your coat. little tiny thought for you here for the morning. You know, on Sunday we say the Creed. And in the Creed, we say that Jesus rose from the dead on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. Question for you here this morning. In accordance with what Scriptures? Now, you might find this interesting. Go back to the Old Testament. Look at the prophets. Look at Isaiah. Look at Jeremiah. Look at Daniel. Look at Ezekiel. And you will find no reference that says the Messiah is going to rise again on the third day. In fact, in the whole Bible, there's only one passage that links the resurrection of Jesus to the Old Testament, and you just heard it. Jesus says to the scribes and Pharisees, "There will be no sign given to this generation except the sign of Jonah the prophet." So what's the sign of Jonah the prophet? What's the sign of... Well, let's go back and remember the story of Jonah, just to jog your memories, just in case you don't remember. Remember the story of Jonah. God goes to poor little Jonah, gives him an impossible task. He says, "Jonah, I want you to go preach the word to the city of Nineveh." Nineveh, the capital of Assyria. Assyria, a pagan country. They didn't even believe in the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And Jonah, your job is to go to the capital of Nineveh and preach to about a God they don't even believe in. It'd be kind of like saying, "Hey, your job is to go preach to Wall Street or Hollywood, you know, or Bourbon Street and Mardi Gras. Go get to it." Impossible task. So what does Jonah do? Jonah bounds a ship for Tarshish. Tarshish was in the absolute opposite end of the world. Tarshish is Hebrew for Timbuktu, okay? So Jonah goes as far away as he can possibly go. And remember what happens? Storm whips up on the seas. And the people, the fellow passengers on the boat with Jonah, realize that God is angry with Jonah. And Jonah fesses up and he says, my bad, I'm running away from God." And so the people throw Jonah overboard, right, to calm the storm. And what happens? This is the part everybody remembers. Jonah gets swallowed up by a whale. 3 days later, the whale vomits Jonah up on the beach. And guess where he ends up? Nineveh, all right? So you can run, but you can't hide. So what does Jonah do? He says, "Well, gosh, I guess I better, you can't fight against God. I might as well go preach." So he goes and he preaches repentance to Nineveh. And lo and behold, the entire city repents of their sins in sackcloth and ashes. But here's the thing about Jonah. You might think Jonah was alive 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale, but go back to the book of Jonah, give it a close reading, and you'll realize Jonah was dead. When the whale spews up Jonah on the beach, the whale spews up a corpse. And God says to Jonah, arise, and the Hebrew word is kum. Remember when Jesus raised a little 12-year-old girl from the dead? And he says to her, talitha kum, little girl, arise. Same word God speaks as he breathes life back into Jonah. And Jonah goes and he repents. And you might think that the sign of Jonah is what Jonah comes back from the dead. But that's only part of the sign of Jonah. The sign of the prophet Jonah is that the last people you'd ever expect to repent of their sins, repent of their sins and turn back to God. That's the sign of Jonah the prophet. Okay, so Jesus rises from the dead, sends his apostles out to preach, and they preach the gospel to pagan nations who have worshipped pagan gods for thousands of years. These are peoples all across the Mediterranean and the hinterlands of Europe and the Middle East and North Africa. And these people ridiculed the God of the Hebrews. And at the preaching of the apostles, what happens? They start to worship the God of the Hebrews. That's the sign of Jonah the prophet. And you go back to the ancient church and you'll find the ancient Christians saying, you want proof Jesus is the Messiah? You want proof? Look around. Does anybody still worship Zeus? Or Artemis of the Ephesians? Or Ra the sun god? Right? The sign of Jonah the prophet is that the last people you'd ever expect to turn back to God do exactly that. And my little point for you here this morning is the sign of Jonah the prophet, that's a sign for you and me too. This is a sign of hope for our lives. We begin by talking about the church. Generation in and generation out, everybody always predicting the death of the church. It's nothing new. I just read this article about how nobody's going to be going to church by the year 2040. And I'm like, you want to bet? You want to bet? Every generation predicts the death of the church, and the church is always there to bury its undertakers every single time. Now, you want to see a dead religion? Go to Stonehenge in England, right? Go to the step pyramids of Teotihuacan in Mexico. Or go to the ruins of the Acropolis, the Parthenon in Athens, and you will see the ruins of a religion that's dead and is never coming back again. But the sign of Jonah the prophet is the sign of the power of God operating and working in the place you'd least expect. I need you to have hope and confidence in what appears to be an absolutely broken and hopeless world. The same God is still at work in the world, in the church, in your family, even in the darkest corners of your own soul. That's the sign of Jonah the prophet. You've seen it. Now choose to believe it. That's your challenge. You know, I love etymology. I love words. I looked up the etymology of the word faith. It goes back to a Proto-Indo-European root that means comfort in the confidence of the strength of someone more powerful than yourself. That's faith. Stick to the task in your life. Stick to the task just like Jonah the prophet. Be patient, just like Jonah the prophet. I'm confident in God's own time, he will show you his undeniable power. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us to persevere. Saint Apollinaris, pray for us.